This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Very excited to have back on the show the congressman from Pennsylvania, member of the House Judiciary Committee, Guy Reschenthaler. Guy, welcome back.
Rich, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It's great to see you at the White House. That's the last time you were on the show at the White House live. Yes. When we were talking about the USMCA. And by the way, let's talk about that real quick, because I hear rumors that a deal has finally been reached.
I think that we're going to see USMCA pass either later this week or next week. But we got to remember, we can't applaud Nancy Pelosi on this. This deal should have been done months ago. The American worker, the American farmer has been waiting for this. So the fact that she is letting this hit the floor now shows that she's stalled. It also shows she's continuing to play politics. She's only doing this because impeachment is beating the Democrats up so bad that she needs a win.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And she thinks this is going to play well in those districts that the president won in 2016, that Democrats won in 2018. But my question, Guy, is there a quid pro quo for them? Do they have to vote for impeachment in order for USMCA to come to the floor?
So I don't know the inner workings behind Nancy Pelosi's team. She's a really good counter of votes. She also rules with an iron fist. I'll give her that. But we got to remember, this is no longer Nancy Pelosi's Democrat Party. This is no longer the Democrat Party of JFK, your grandfather. This is AOC's Democrat Party, and they're going to be fervent about impeachment. And we're seeing that from them. I mean, they were going nuts over this impeachment, even though in the polls, they're dropping. And President Trump is ahead in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, all those swing states he needs to win. He is well ahead of his Democrat opponents. And in the battleground districts, those are the districts that Trump won, but Democrat congressmen and women represent, those Democrats are just getting pounded and plummeting in the polls.
Well, I was going to say, your district, the 14th district, Trump country, how's it playing up there?
In my district, Southwest Pennsylvania, over 60% of people are against impeachment. And then a lot of people who are, I'd say, undecided voters, they're not supportive of impeachment. They'd much rather see us do things like free trade agreements like USMCA. They'd rather see us work on a transportation and infrastructure package to fix roads and bridges. And I forgot to mention prescription drug prices. People are sick of paying such high for these prescription drugs. There's certain changes we can do, very small tweaks to the law that would reduce the cost of these drugs.
Guy Reschenthaler is with me. He's a member of Congress, 14th District of Pennsylvania, and a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Guy, I listened to you yesterday. You did a great job. I really like what you started with by talking about you were in the Navy. Is that right?
Yes, I was a Navy JAG. I prosecuted terrorists in Iraq. I defended a Navy SEAL falsely accused of covering up abuse on the Butcher of Fallujah terrorists. So, yes, was in the Navy.
Amazing stuff. And you said at the beginning we had an expression in the Navy.
Bluff. Bottom line up front. That's how we were taught to always communicate.
Bottom line up front. And bottom line up front is that there is no evidence that the president committed any crimes.
None whatsoever. And you see the Democrats backtracking on this. We got to remember, a few weeks ago, they were calling this a quid pro quo. They then tested that in a focus group, a Democrat focus group. It went over poorly. So they changed the language to bribery. Now, today, I wake up and all the news articles are calling it, quote unquote, abuse of power. The reason is because abuse of power is much more amorphous. It's much more flexible. They know they don't have the evidence to support either quid pro quo or bribery. So now they've just defaulted to this ambiguity of abuse of power. It would be helpful if it wasn't hurting the country so badly.
Now, Guy, they say they're going to vote on the articles of impeachment today. As a member of the House Judiciary Committee, it's got to be so frustrating for you. Nadler is just rude. I mean, the guy doesn't let any Republicans speak. He's constantly banging the gavel. I mean, it's just showing zero respect for the minority party here.
Well, just wait until we retake back the House. And I said this to some of my colleagues that are younger the other day. I said, just wait till one of us, because a lot of my colleagues on that panel were in their mid-30s, right?
So you're in your mid-30s, right? I just want to...
36. Got elected at 35, 36. But I can tell you, we're going to be around long enough to remember when we were in the minority and Jerry Nadler banged his gavel and wouldn't even let us put forth motions. I'm not saying that we're going to treat the Democrats the same way when we retake back the House, but that's certainly going to be in our memory. But yes, so Jerry Nadler is totally outgunned by Doug Collins, who's our ranking member. Doug Collins was just on fire yesterday. And you have to remember, too, that the judiciary panel is stacked, that our committee is stacked. We've got Jim Jordan, John Ratcliffe, we've got Gates, Johnson. We've got a whole bunch of former federal prosecutors and defense attorneys, people with experience. You don't see that as much on their side. That's why we're able, that's why Jerry Nadler has to gavel us down, because he knows that we have the upper hand on legal experience.
Guy, it was amazing to turn on the TV yesterday and watch this and realize that you guys were, I mean, really the Democrats, but they were interviewing staff members. I mean, that's what yesterday was about. They were asking questions of staff.
So in the past, whenever there's been an impeachment, you've had a special prosecutor come before the committee and testify. So you'd have Ken Starr. The Democrats did this with Mueller. They brought him forth. Here in this impeachment, you have Schiff, who has basically acted like a special prosecutor, yet he didn't come before the panel to ask questions. He sent his staff members, and then Jerry Nadler changed the rules to have staff members question the staff member. Last time I look, I've got nothing but respect for the staff. They're incredible people. They're public servants. I think the world of them. But they didn't get elected, right? And they're not accountable to the people. At the end of the day, they're unelected bureaucrats. So why are the members elected by the people not handling this? Why are we deferring to staff? It's strange. But I think it goes back to the fact that the Democrats are outgunned and out-talented on the Judiciary Committee, so they've got to rely on their staff.
Guy Rechenthaler is with me. He is a member of Congress from Pennsylvania. He's on the House Judiciary Committee. He's doing a great job on that committee. It was a pleasure listening to you push back on them yesterday. Absolutely enjoyed that. From my perspective, I enjoyed it. But for you, though, I mean, it's got to be frustrating, because I know you went to Congress to try to get stuff done. It's got to be frustrating on this committee, although I think about it from this perspective. When you guys win back the majority and you're on the House Judiciary Committee, Guy, you'll be able to deal with what the IG exposed yesterday in their report and what John Durham, I hope, will expose even greater in the future. I mean, there were some serious violations of civil liberties of Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, real wrongdoings done by people at the highest levels of the FBI and I believe the CIA as well.
Yes, and you know, we're not going to demonize the entire FBI. It wasn't the FBI. It was the top echelon of the FBI and what we're calling the cabal, right, with Page and with Comey, what they were doing. I've got a lot of questions. I haven't read the entire report because yesterday I was in that Judiciary Committee all day, but I can tell you from what I'm hearing on it, I've got serious issues with exculpatory evidence to help the president not being turned over to the FISA court. I've got serious issues with the FBI not giving what's called a defensive briefing to the Trump campaign. That's when you know somebody is a target of a spy. You usually go and tell them that they're a target, and they get this briefing so they're on guard. That was never done. So the Trump campaign was led down this path. The FBI, the top echelon, used it as an excuse to spy, and they can call it survey, but let's call it what it is. They were spying on a domestic political campaign. That's got to come to light. That needs explored, because there, if you're talking about abuse of power, there was no abuse of power with the president. The abuse of power was the cabal, the upper echelon, the FBI. The other abuse of power was Schiff when he took another member of Congress's phone number and did a search through data, released the call log of another member of Congress. Totally inappropriate.
Yeah, that's amazing that happened. Absolutely amazing. All right, so what time is your committee hearing today?
Well, today the Democrats are going to announce what the articles of impeachment will be on Thursday. Then Thursday we'll go into what's called a markup, and that's when we can offer amendments on the articles of impeachment. We can debate the articles of impeachment. That hearing will probably be Thursday, maybe bleed over to Friday or Saturday. We'll see how it goes. At that point, Jerry Nadler, and look, I expect the Democrats to vote in lockstep. This will be a totally partisan hit job on the president. But then Jerry Nadler will send those articles to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi will put them on the floor either next week or the week after, and we'll vote on them. And then at that point, if the president is impeached, he will then go to the Senate to the Senate will then try him and decide if he stays in office or not. And I don't, no spoiler alerts here, but the Senate's not going to remove the president. Complete waste of time.
So he's going to get to start 2020 in his reelection year being vindicated by the Senate. I just think the Democrats are playing this so poorly from a political perspective. They're going to wrap up impeachment before the end of the year, and he gets to start fresh in 2020 with a trial that says not guilty. Go enjoy the rest of your term. But what you said earlier, Guy, is exactly right, Congressman. You said it earlier. You said it. It's no longer Nancy Pelosi's party. The lunatics are now running the asylum here,
right,
and they're not thinking politically. It's all emotion for them, and it's just rabid hatred of the president. If they were thinking politically what's expedient, they would never play it like this, not in a million years.
Right. If you want to know what Nancy Pelosi is going to do tomorrow, read AOC's tweets today.
Right.
Because AOC is running this party, and she's running it into the ground.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, you're always welcome on the show, my friend. Keep up the great work on the House Judiciary Committee. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Take care.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.